Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Are you ever afraid of rejection, of someone's disapproval, or feeling left out? Not too long ago, these feelings of rejection, disapproval, and being left out came to a crescendo in my own life. Even as a Christian, knowing that God's Holy Spirit is ever present with me, I still had these devastating feelings. And they didn't go away without work on my part. If you think that as a Christian, you should be immune to these types of feelings, or someone says you should be, and add guilt to the mix, that's not a pretty picture, and it's not true. Listen to Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wound we are healed. Of course, my faith and access to God has provided the firm foundation that kept me from further despair and also gave me the foundation to build upon and find resources that aligned with my faith and avoid getting sucked into wrong advice. I cannot say that I never fall into old thought patterns, but they are less frequent, and I am quick to take action to switch gears these days. Imagine knowing and feeling that you are loved, accepted, and belong. Imagine the security of never fearing disapproval, rejection, or being all alone. How would that feel for you? You can move forward with confidence and overcome the fear of rejection. Let's talk about your next steps on the journey. Contact me on the Legacy Living website to schedule a time to talk. I'd be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.